Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, stop being so lazy and get a hobby. We've got some apps for that, in fact.
You're lazy. You said you weren't going to use We Got an App for That anymore. That's lazy. I call you. Mm-hmm. Plus, Osmo is an IRL and an iPad hybrid. I don't know what that means. An iPad that monitors your teeth. It's about time, Sarah Lane, and our very own Star Wars scene maker.
All that and rock out with BeatWave on iPad Today.
This episode of iPad Today is brought to you by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like whole wheat apple pie figgy bars. Whoa! To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit.
Great tease. Top
the
notch.
What the hell is going on? And now, ladies and gentlemen, iPad Today, the show where we talk about the iPad and how much we love it and all the cool things you can do with it. That is Sarah Lane.
It's true. And that is Leo Laporte.
And we are here, your MCs for all the iPad fun today.
Cruise directors, you might call
us. I
like that. Cruising, the App Store.
You're Julie, I'm Gopher.
I don't know what that means. Is that a Love Boat, the reference?
Yeah.
See, I didn't watch it, but that was the first thing that came to mind.
Is Love Boat now, like, so old that nobody knows about it?
I was a child, but, like, that was, like, primetime, you know, that was, like, for adults. Little kids weren't watching The Love Boat.
This is one of those moments.
Yeah.
That happens in every person's life when they realize, finally,
and you say, oh, gosh.
I'm old.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. I had that conversation with someone yesterday about, like, the show That's So Raven. And I said, well, I didn't watch Nickelodeon. She was like, it was ABC Family. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
We didn't even have that.
I can't even talk to you anymore.
That's so Raven.
Just what?
So today we're going to do hobbies.
Yes, we are. So, all right.
As
we do each week, we think of what's going to be our theme. What's going to be our overarching, right. Let's get some apps together that are under a theme.
Right.
And I thought, well, sometimes when I feel like we've sort of done the productivity and the photography and the, cooking and games, then it should be just a mishmash. And then I thought, well, you know, the hobby theme is kind of a mishmash because a lot of people are sort of just, like, bored, maybe especially this time of year.
This is the time of year people get to do their hobbies.
Yeah,
right?
You know, you've got some time off of work. Yeah. What are you going to do? You just
going to
sit around?
Hobby is. If your hobby is making snowmen, maybe not.
Well,
unless you're in
go to Antarctica.
Australia.
Yeah. Stop being so lazy. But the idea of being a hobbyist, I used to think that was really lame. You know, it would be like the, like somebody's like a, I don't know, they do a lot of jigsaw puzzles or that.
This is your moment of realizing you're getting old. Old
but
hobbies
it's not lame.
Hobbies are what old people do before they die.
Well, or I think it's what people do when they decide to really care about something, which almost is kind of like the same thing I feel like is classifying yourself as a geek in a way. Because like a geek doesn't always have to be, you know, computer-based.
A geek is an enthusiast.
Like, you kind of want to get deep on something.
Could be Pez dispensers, could be knitting, could be blowing exotic bubbles.
It's unusual. Well, that's not the word I'm looking for. It's strange to me that the knitting and the internet communities have so much.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, it's really.
My mother,
is one
Mary,
of them.
Who's 80 in her 80s, is a huge knitter, textiles in general. But Knitterly is an incredible internet community, and it's a wonderful. Do you have Knitterly on there? You have knitting apps on there?
No.
You don't knit, do you?
No, I don't knit.
You know what my hobby is?
What?
Drinking.
Me too.
So.
Believe it or not, you and I share the same dream.
May I show you a couple of my favorite hobby apps?
Yes, please do.
Some people, I haven't done this yet, and I'm very intrigued. You know I make bread, and that's very close, believe it or not, to making beer.
Right, because it's based on, I don't know,
there
grains.
Are some good bread apps out there. But making beer is probably a little bit more scientific than making bread. Bread is pretty forgiving. But if you want to have decent beer, you're going to have to pay attention to what you're doing. This is Beersmith, which is actually an online beer community, a very active online beer community. And they have a Beersmith app, which I'm told, not a beer maker, but I'm told is a really great thing for people who are brewing. Because one of the things you do when you brew, it's like a month to make beer. So, you know, you've got to kind of plan it carefully. You don't want to waste your time. So let's say we want to make a summer hops, American IPA. Well, here are the ingredients you need. Caramel, crystal malt, light dry extract, Glacier Cascade, Columbus hops, Irish moss. Okay. Here's the equipment you need, and it shows you the equipment profile. But more importantly, and I think more useful, you can talk about your steps. So today I fermented for a certain amount of time. We were going for a certain situation. And what you'll do is you'll tie that to your tasting notes and refine it. And so beer making is really a process. You know, Okay, we tried it. Now we're trying doing that. We're going to change it slightly. And because unlike bread baking, which you're going to get the result that day, or cooking of any kind, it's a month process. You really want to kind of pay attention to what you're doing, keep track.
The people that I know who take beer making at least, you know, somewhat seriously, it is quite the hobby. It can be almost your whole life, really.
Here's all the different kinds of ingredients you might be
interested. To which I say thank you, because beer is delightful.
Yes, because we enjoy it.
You know, Russell... he's making his own beer. I had some the other day.
It was fabulous.
It was really good.
He's doing his version of a very hoppy local beer that's very, very, very popular called Pliny the Younger. Did I say it right?
Well, you said Pliny the Younger. I think you mean Pliny the Elder.
He's making the Elder. Because the Younger, they make the Younger as well. But
the Younger is just hard to come by.
That's a specialty.
See, I thought you were going to say Pliny, and then you're going to get all weird about the whole Latin thing again.
I wasn't, but now I will.
Pliny the Elder.
Is that what he's making? Anyway, it was delicious.
It was one of the Plinies. It was very good.
It was fabulous.
Yeah. That's a good beer. It's
and he proved to us that he knows what he's doing. But that's Russ. And this is why I think geeks often make beers. We call them gears because it's geek beer. Because it is a fairly precise, almost scientific process. And but it's also manly. It's kind of a cooking that is manly.
Yeah, it's beer, man.
Now,
Bill Hicks in our chat room is saying that Beersmith is not very UI friendly.
You know, I tried a bunch of them. Here's also Brewlog is another one. What I found was a lot of them are not. Look at this. This is basically a notepad. So you're right. And is there a better one? I'd love to see it. Beersmith is probably the best reviewed, most used of the apps out there.
It's $8. Do you think it's worth it?
I agree the UI is not up to snuff for iPad apps. This is often the case, and you'll see this. I'm going to show some other stuff similar, that it's a little disappointing. But when it's such a specialty niche product, a lot of times the companies that do these don't have the resources to really do beautiful apps.
Yeah.
And it's not a mass market thing. Well, I'll give you another example. The wine. And this one I'm a little more expert in because I do a lot of I have a wine cellar and I keep track of my wine on this. So I've looked at a lot of different cellaring apps. This one is great, but look how ugly this is, okay?
It's called Corks.
It's a website, CORKZ. Actually, it's not a website. It's an app that ties to Cellar Tracker, which is a website. And Cellar Tracker is a database online that will keep your wine cellar. But what's great about this is you can use this to search for a wine. Let's say I want to look at Barolos. We had a lovely Barolo the other night. Don't put an S. Let's just take the S off because it's Barolo. And it actually is very good. I found this to be the best database of wine on the market. So you can take a picture of a label. It doesn't do a great job with that. But more importantly, you can quickly enter in if you've bought, you know, a case of Alessandria Barolo from Piemonte. You can easily say, okay, I've got this. It tells you things like what the drinking window is. That's very useful, and that's based on community reviews.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you buy a wine and you're going to not want to drink it for a few years. This keeps track of that.
And that's really prices hard.
And notes.
Just sit there looking at
it. It's really hard. So this is a great start. So you're going to tie this in, and I don't know how much this is, but it's not expensive. COR.KZ. But what you are going to also want to buy is a subscription on Cellar Tracker. That's not also, you know, $30 a year or something like that. But that keeps your database. Now, you can see how ugly this is, right?
But I'm going to show you something that's a little bit nicer, and I hope I have it on here. But this is the called VinoPal, and this ties into your cellar tracker database and shows you what's in your cellar. And what it does, it does a very nice job of showing what's in your cellar by label. So it's almost like you're in your cellar.
That's cool.
And browsing, and you say, oh, this is good. I have six bottles of the 2011 Puy Fossé. And, you know, I've tied this to the location in the cellar and all that stuff. My cellar's not that big, but if you had an actual cellar that was...
Is there a scanning capability
you could take a picture,
within the app?
But you don't need to, because almost all of these wines somebody owns and somebody's taken a picture of.
Oh, okay.
So you see, here's one wine we have, the Biarcon Semillon. That's a dessert wine, very sweet wine. Nobody took a label, so I'm going to take a label of that. Here's another nice... So basically what I'm saying is I use Corks to enter data using Cellar Tracker or my laptop on Cellar Tracker, but I will use VinoPal to browse my cellar because that gives you a great idea of what you've got. And the drink button is really nice because it then says, look, this is the oldest one. It's time to drink your Chateau Léoville Barton. It's ready to go. In fact, the consensus is it was ready to go 10 years ago.
Oh.
But I could, which is odd because it's a 2005, but I could drink it to 2022. So this is great. And then you see people's tasting notes. You see professional reviews if you want to add those. So, again, I don't think this is as beautiful as an iPad app should be, but it is at least a little prettier. And I do like it because I can – this is my actual cellar. I can actually look into my cellar and see what I have and then find out where it is and go get it and drink it.
Yeah, that is awesome.
My actual hobby.
Yeah. Well, kids, right.
But you got to keep
standing
track of
in the cellar, looking at labels. I mean, that's sort of fun.
I have over 200
but...
bottles now. I've been slowly, you know, when we go wine tasting or something, and I really like something, I'll buy a case of it. So I have 200 bottles now,
it's
and so
good.
It's you want to kind of
you
know
nice
what you have.
You have a nice wine cellar.
It's a little closet, but it's nice. Yeah,
it's and it's pretty nice. I mean, yeah. It's better than mine because I don't have one.
Right.
But then again, I can't keep wine around the house
so
very
it's,
long.
Well, that's – and you know what? That's the biggest challenge. That's where this is a little bit helpful because you can say, well, it's not time to drink that yet.
Yeah.
It's going to be better in a few years.
I mean, I've been told that under no circumstances should you drink this within the next 5 years, and 10 would be better. And in a month, it's gone.
I know. It's hard.
Somebody has a birthday party, and I'm like, I got to bring some wine. I don't know.
There are some, and this also will tell you there are some wines that are drinkable now, mm-hmm. but will be even better later.
Yeah. So speaking of crafts, not in the beer or winemaking arena, but sort of the same idea. This is a cool app called Craftsy. And for those of you who are like, well, neither of those wine or beer apps are very UI friendly, this one really is.
Look how pretty that is.
Yeah,
much nicer.
It's very nice. And what's nice about it is it almost kind of reminds me of what Lynda.com does, where it's offering tutorials on a variety of subjects. But this is very, again, kind of that crafty stuff. Cake decorating, for example. Knitting is in there. Quilting, which is different than sewing. I don't really know the difference, but, you know, now I can find out. Crocheting, paper crafts, jewelry, home and garden. The list goes on. Okay, so what if I said, well, home and garden's kind of fun. I've got this little patio that I'm not doing anything with. Maybe I could figure out how to refurnish, you know, a couple of my crappy little chairs and put out there so that they're a little bit more, you know, weather resistant, say. So you've kind of got these neat tutorials that
upcycling.
Will...
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Now this, I believe.
Now what is it? $19.99? Oh, you have to buy it?
Well, some of them, of course, are free, and some of them, it's kind of like a, you know, you're paying for the classes.
So it's a course. I get it. But you only pay for what you use.
Exactly. Yeah. So the app is free, and what's nice is that you get a little bit of a, you know, you just,
preview is useful.
It is.
You can see if you want to do this.
Yeah. You kind of, you don't actually see all of the steps, but you get a sense of, oh, okay, it's this kind of project.
Right.
You're really going to have to get your hands dirty, and you probably need, you know, a garage or somewhere to, you know, be painting.
I did a lot of that
stuff out.
As a kid. My parents would haunt antique stores and then refinish stuff.
Really?
With the most caustic chemicals known to man. It's not something I want to pursue anymore, but when I see that, oh, I totally recognize it. And it's fun. You know what? You can get beautiful furniture for nothing.
I remember one year I spray painted all my furniture black.
You were 16?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly how old I was.
Yeah.
And
it was to match your eyeliner.
And my parents were like, okay.
Yeah, and your nails.
Just do it. It's fine.
I see a dresser and I want to paint it black.
It went. Yep. It became black. I painted everything black.
Did you just spray paint it? Kind of matte black?
I spray painted it black. It seemed like a cool thing. Like spray painting seemed cooler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did spray. I painted one thing white and everything else was black.
Well, that's good. That's a nice mix.
Yeah. No, it was really, really fashionable. Fashionable little apartment.
You look like Beetlejuice in your room.
Yeah. Okay. So embroidery. Look at all. I mean, look at this category. We've got.
Do you chat?
Do I what?
Tat.
What is that?
It's like crocheting.
Oh, I thought you meant like, do I get tattooed?
That would be another hobby.
It becomes a hobby for people.
That's what I'm told, is that don't get your first one. They always say, Leo, don't get your first one because it's addictive and you'll just want to get more.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, I got one when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a really interesting picture of the teenage Sarah Lane. Were you a little bit of a rebel?
Yeah, I was a nightmare. I was a total nightmare. I mean, does that surprise you?
Linnell still really likes you. That's all that matters.
Yes. I gave my parents a hard, hard few years. And then, you know, one day you wake up and you say, why am I fighting with you? I like you. You're really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for being my parents.
Give me some money. Yes.
I'd love some money.
Yes, thank
I still
you.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is Craft. This is Craftsy, craftsy.com. And it's nice. It's a cool app. And I think that, again, it's completely free to download. So if you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure if any of these classes are exactly up my alley, you can at least see the preview. And they do offer a few things for free. So, I don't know, get going. Maybe quilting is in the cards for you.
Do you know what my other great passion in life is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's, as I mentioned, drinking and chess. They go together.
You really love your chess.
I don't drink that much, but I do love to play chess. And I have, again, this is another one where bad UI, but I've searched everywhere for the best chess games on the iPad. There's actually some very good choices. There's some excellent chess puzzles that'll help you improve your game. But the best way to get better is to actually play people, not computers. So this is not a computer chess game. This comes from a website called chess.com. You can play free, but if you pay, you can have more power. They can play live. I could actually play a speed chess game right now. If I press 5 minutes, somebody will play against me, and we could play a quick game, which is awesome. And you can also play online. And normally, I will play in tournaments. I'll have 8 or 9 games going on at the same time. The interface is, as I said, not beautiful, but certainly functional. And I do like it on the iPad because that's big enough for me to actually play on the iPad. I don't have to kind of set it up on a chessboard and play. It's my move, so I can either make a move or I can go into analysis mode and I can try different moods. I say, well, if I do that, will he do this? I said, will he do this? And I guess he can't because it would put him in check, et cetera. So I think this is great. They also have, if you want to get better, a tactics trainer. This is kind of fun. You actually play real positions and try to think of what's the next move, the best move that would be a play to win move. And it's pretty obvious it's that. Oh, no, it's not. Okay, well, there we go. I'm going to stop but not humiliate myself. They also, if you pay for the upper level, on chess.com, you'll be able to watch really great videos that that teach you how to play. They talk about games that are going on. In this case,
again, chess.com,
you can cook some spicy attacks.
Ginger GM cooks a spicy attack.
He's a grandmaster. Don't knock him.
Oh, I see. Grandmaster.
He's
the ginger grandmaster.
He's a redhead. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Anyway, I think if you're a chess fanatic, the best thing to do is to actually go to a club and play real live people across the board. That, in my opinion. But if you want to play on your iPad, this is the next best thing because you are going to play real people when you play live or play online. They do have a play computer version if you're shy or you want to get better at the tactics trainer video lessons. All of it is free, but if you pay for a little bit more of a higher membership on chess.com, they've got bronze, gold, and bronze, silver, and gold.
Do you ever play 1 minute chess competitions?
You want to watch?
Yes.
We don't have time.
It's a minute.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
60 seconds.
You don't have time to think.
Well, so do it.
Really?
Yeah.
There is a 30-minute game if you want to play that.
No.
30-second, I mean.
We don't have time.
Oh, 30 minutes. So we want to do, what was the shortest one?
1 minute.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Setting a challenge. All right. I have a minute for the whole game, you understand?
Yeah. So, like, what if neither of you get the other queen?
Okay, now we're starting.
All right.
All right.
let's see. It's going to go pretty fast because there's not a lot of time. You don't really have time to think. This guy's going to lose on time. I have to submit it. Oh, crap. No wonder I'm losing. All right, I'm going to go. That's not. They shouldn't have to make me submit it. Now we're playing fast. I've used up 10 whole seconds. I'm screwed here.
Well, because you have to. Your submitting is confirming, right?
Yeah, which you really shouldn't have to do, I think. But let's do that. We've got to get an attack going here pretty quick here. I'm going to play it safe, get out of the way, and then attack. Yeah. Okay. Is that what he really wants to do? I guess so. This is exciting. Are you having fun?
Is this a person or a computer?
It's a human.
Okay.
Checkmate. He's not very highly rated, so it's not going to be too much of a challenge here. I hope.
What is the...
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, did I forget to submit? No. What's happening? Oh, he moved already. Man, this guy's fast. I should tell him I'm actually doing a show right now.
Yeah, really. If you'll excuse me.
If you'll pardon me, I only have 15 seconds left. This is going very poorly, I might add. I think I'm going to lose this game.
Keep forgetting
to do that. Get
the king or the queen or whatever the object of this game is. It's the both of them, right? King or the queen.
I got 4.7. I'm going to lose on time. Oh, my God, this is terrible.
What is it that you're supposed to call the horse? I know it's not called the horse.
Knigget. You call it a knigget. That's the pronunciation.
Ah, the knigget.
No, it's knight.
Well, yeah.
I lost because I lost on time.
Oh.
So, but that's actually fun if you pay attention.
Checkmate wins by timeout.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's humiliating, and now my rating has dropped.
But
by the way, you get ratings. They're not official U.S. Chess Federation or FIDE ratings, but they are calculated the same way. So as you play, you get rated better and better, and it's a great way to kind of measure your progress. And then if you go into the clubs, you can say, hey, you know, I'm an 1800 player, and you probably will be.
Be in the club like, I'm an 1800 player.
Yep.
So this is a bit of a stretch to call this a crafting app, or crafting, a hobbyist app. But I feel like when you are, you've got a lot of time on your hands, you might get a little bit obsessed with the weather. And
weather is a big hobby.
Precipitation.
No, weather is a hobby.
Wind and all that stuff.
I'm obsessed with wind.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. So this app, Dark Sky, is truly...
Oh, it's the best app ever.
It's the best weather app.
And
it's,
love
it. It's been on iOS, but I've actually shown it off on i5 some time ago, actually, months ago. But it does have an iPad app as well, and it is native. And it's great. So what's nice is that Dark Sky is all about hyper-local weather. So, for example, what?
Because all weather is hyper-local.
Well, I mean hyper-local to you.
I have my own weather system. A little dark cloud over my...
We're in a post-local world. Now we're hyper-local.
What, can we get to nano-local? Are we going to get to nano-local?
That's on the inside of
it's
you.
It's my nostril is nano-local.
Yeah, nano-local. Yeah. No, but the reason I say that is because, I open up Dark Sky at home... And, it was like 56 degrees. Of course, now it's like, you're in Petaluma because it knows exactly where I am.
It knows where you are. Yeah,
So I don't have to enter anything, and that's kind of nice. 74 and rising. What's cool is that then you say, give me some more information. What does the next week look like, for example? So it looks like it's going to heat up. Stay in the 70s, but get to about 80 by the end of Sunday. So that's kind of interesting. I can see in the next 24 hours that... we've got a little partly cloudy issues going on, but it's basically there's no way it's going to rain. Nearest precipitation is 200 miles to the southeast. 200 miles to the southeast. I guess that'd be in
southeast.
Arizona.
200 miles somewhere? To the southeast.
Nevada?
I don't know.
Wait, no, not Arizona. What am I saying? I don't know.
Southern
Nevada somewhere.
California. It's in Nevada. I think you're right.
Or the eastern part of like San Bernardino County or something like that.
Yeah.
Temperature when the sun rose. Of course, the days are really long right now. We just had our equinox or solstice rather over last Saturday. So, depending on where you are, I'm talking about California. And then, you say, all right, this is all kind of nice, but you can see other stuff too. What's the wind doing? 3 miles per hour coming from the southwest. Humidity is about 51%. That's a little bit weird. Doesn't seem that humid outside, but okay. We've got pressure, visibility, but it gets even better. Now, you say, Sarah, how could it possibly get better? I have a couple other options.
How could it possibly get better?
How could this possibly...
It couldn't possibly get better.
Get better, but you'd be wrong. If you say, click on this little notify thing, which is sort of weird because it's a music note, and that makes me think it's music related. But really, what I've said is, I would like a notification if at any point Dark Sky says, wherever you are, about to rain.
That's great.
So you can say, I don't want that notification.
Really cool.
Or heavy rain only.
Oh,
I just care about that. So because it doesn't rain that much around here, particularly this time of year, I say, you know, any rain at all, I'd like to know, because then I can think about an umbrella. Because right now, I don't even know where my umbrella is.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. Of course, you can, you know, you have to have notifications turned on for the app, but that's easy enough to do. Then, this is sort of the icing on the cake, in the map area, if you just click map, you have some kind of like, well, when I say real time, it's sort of over the next 24 hours or so, radar view of not only precipitation and temperature, and you can play it and see it moving based on where you are.
Pretty.
So right now we're looking at precipitation. As you can see, it's dry as a desert in this area.
Summertime.
Well, yeah, for California, it just doesn't rain much, you know? Yeah. Looks like they're getting a tiny bit, a little bit above us. But I say, okay, well, what about temperature? That's kind of cool, too. Let's see how things are heating up. It's got to reload again, and I don't know why it's taking so long. There you go. And then you can see, and it's just going to loop over and over. You can see, it is hot, especially south of us, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, as you go down to the equator, obviously it's just like super hot. And then up above in the Alaska region, not really all that hot, except in certain places, which is kind of, you know, that's kind of interesting. Like, hey, man, Alaska's getting its little heat spell in certain areas as well. And really, kind of Upper Canada and the Northern Territories. I don't know what's going on there. Global warming.
I think this is your hobby.
Kind of.
I think you've discovered your hobby.
It's kind of fun. Anyway, that's Dark Sky. Dark Sky is $4, $3.99 in the App Store. But it really is the best weather app. It really is. And Yahoo Weather's nice, too. But this is like the actual like geeks weather app.
It's very hardcore.
Yeah.
Now, you told me something very surprising this morning.
What was that?
You're a jogger.
Okay, so, and I wrote this to you in an email, because I was like, you know, hobbies, you know, like, I like to jog. Like,
she
I like
said.
To jog.
And you Leo said, you wrote like back, to eat, I like to jog.
Right. I said, you like bread, and I like jogging.
Right.
And you wrote back, like, since when do you jog? See you later.
I put a happy smiley face.
You
with
did, you did, which is, you know, it's
symbol
it's still
I'm joshing you.
Now, I'm jogging quite a bit these days.
Oh,
maybe I don't talk about it enough.
You don't. Most runners can't stop talking about it.
Yeah. I don't really know what there is to talk about. I just start running.
Well, you boast. You say, I ran 8 miles today.
I ran 7.5 miles yesterday.
See,
and
why
don't
you tell people that?
That's farther than I usually.
Awesome.
I run about 5.
What are you running from, Sarah Lane?
My past.
Yeah. So when you... Now, jogging... The word jogging isn't... I think it's pronounced yogging. I think you're mispronouncing. No, I think jogging is considered to be a little, you know, demeaning. It's running, unless you're really are you like?
Well,
going
I mean, I'm
like,
not sprinting.
Yeah, but it's running.
Except in maybe very small spurts if I'm trying to, you know, cross a street or something.
I mean, cars are coming right.
I'm doing
at
like
you.
An 8.5 minute mile.
That's significant.
For me, I feel like it's about as fast as I can run for an extended period of time.
That's good.
It takes me about an hour to run, you know, 6 or 7 miles.
Amazing.
Yeah. You know.
Good for you.
It feels good.
Yeah.
One of my ankles is really starting to hurt.
Obviously, you're not going to carry the iPad with you. A lot of people will have an iPhone or an iPod strapped to their chest. But what do you do? Do you keep track of your running with the iPad?
Well, the nice thing about a variety of the... Oh, gosh, do I have that? I meant to do that.
Do you use
morning.
Run Tracker, Run Keeper? What is it called?
It's called Run Keeper.
Run Keeper.
And Run Keeper also, what is the app that Run Keeper just announced?
They work with everything, which is nice.
Yeah.
They've decided that they really want to be a place that you keep all of your exercise routines in Run Keeper.
You know, it's funny. I don't really, I haven't really gotten into Run Keeper, and I don't really have a good reason for that, because actually for the iPad, even though you're probably going to be syncing from another device, it does have a pretty nice app. Can somebody remind me what Run Keeper launched? It's an app that's for things other than running. It's like the Moves app
right
that Facebook bought, But chat room somebody will.
While they're doing that, you like to exercise. I like to watch other people exercise.
You do?
Yeah. So one of my hobbies, actually, we share this hobby, is watching a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
And I am the kind of nerd who scores baseball games while I'm watching them. In the old days, I would wear my baseball hat, my headphone radio, and I would have my big score sheet. You know, I eschewed the ones you get in the program with a little pencil. No. I go to the sporting goods store at the beginning of the season and get one of those spiral-bound big score sheets, and I have a special mechanical pencil, and I would write down every pitch, every hit, every run, every error, and at the end of the game, you total all the tallies up, and you never look at it again. Well, when the map my run, is that it? When the iPad...
I think they mean Breeze.
Breeze,
yeah.
All right. When the iPad came out, I looked for baseball scoring apps, and I looked in vain. There were some, and they were really clunky, but there's one that's kind of taken the lead, I think. It's called iScore Baseball. And now, tonight, for instance, Giants-Padres at AT&T Park, I can quickly set up the game, because for an additional $20, you can add Major League rosters. So I'm going to say the Padres are the visitors. I'm going to say the Giganticos are playing. The scheduled date is correct, but let's get the time right. It's a 7:15 start. And there we go. Padres at Giants, and I'm done. You can actually discover a game, look up games online. But what's nice is you can auto-populate the rundowns. Let's here's the game record. Here's the pitchers. Here's all the stuff. This would be the tally after the game. But let's play ball, shall we? And you see, it already knows your typical lineup. You're going to obviously want to move these around. It's easy enough. Pablo Sandoval batting fourth. You just put Panda down at the bottom there, things like that. So we've got our lineup here. We've also got our Padre lineup. They even know that Angel Pagan plays center field. Angel Pagan.
Angel.
Hunter Pence, right field, that kind of
thing. Angel Pagan.
You ready? That's the lineup. Let's play ball! And it's going to use our current location. You can even put the pitches in here, which is fabulous. I like keeping track of the game, partly because it kind of keeps me in the game. You have to pay attention to every pitch, every play. And this makes it very easy to do so. But you know what? It's easy to catch up to, and that sometimes happens where you lose track. I just think this is a very elegant, nicely done way to keep score of your ball game. It's called iScore. It's free, I think.
Now, I just looked it up, and it says that it's $10.
Okay, that actually makes sense. $10 if you want the major league lineups for the whole season, $20 additional.
I see.
So you can manually enter, but you see how easy it was to get the lineup in there. I think that's a lot easier. That's probably the biggest chore of scorekeeping that nobody wants to do. So a really nice way to score the game. Let's say Buster Posey puts the ball in play. He hits a double, and the ball goes here. And it was a hard line pop-up fly ball, and there we go. Now we got him on second. We got no outs. We got this. You know, this is great. Buster Posey at the plate. I think this is fun. You can actually really annoy your Twitter followers by tweeting every single play.
Oh, my gosh, don't do that.
Automatically.
Never do that.
I think it's a great thing. Why not? You can email game links to friends. This is a great little app. They've put it over time. They've put it everything in there. So Pagan is actually on the disabled list, so we're going to have to move him out. But there you go. That's iScore Baseball. Yeah, $10 sounds about right. I bought this several seasons ago. And every year I get at the beginning of the season, I get the lineups.
By the way, for Runkeeper, this is what the iPad app looks like, and it's nice when...
That's the Runkeeper app.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, because we were talking about running. It's nice because it knows, for the most part, it is an iPad app, but that you're not going to have your iPad. So here's all of the ways that you can sync with a device. And then, of course, this would also sync to your iPad. So.
And Breeze, let's hear about that. Is this... different?
Breeze? We haven't talked about Breeze?
I don't think we've ever mentioned Breeze.
Gosh, I get my iOS shows confused.
Breeze is what you feel when Sarah Lane whizzes past you at 8 miles an hour.
Well, I'm not really...
I'm sorry,
you know,
it's 8 minutes a mile.
I'm not really... Breeze is an iPhone app, so, okay. You know, there's that.
All right.
But yeah, it's basically...
There you go.
what it's doing is, and you know, actually, I think even later in the show, did we put the video? Yeah. Later in the show, we're actually going to come back to Breeze because I think it's going to help one of our people who has a question. So I'm just going to leave that on the shelf for a second. Really quick, just because, I don't know, I just want to talk about this app. I don't know that you would call doctoring up photos a hobby.
Oh, absolutely. So look, David Prager.
Could be. Yeah, so this is me and Prager. And
something's wrong with his cheek.
Well, we both look horrible. It's a horrible photo.
Is that glare or is that on the picture?
It's his wine glass. It's just, it's
oh,
like,
I see. Yeah, you know. It needs to be fixed.
Yeah, well, exactly. So this app called Facetune, I've been seeing ads for Facetune on Facebook for a million years.
Yeah,
and I thought to myself, oh, this is like, it's like, so, you know, teenagers can, like, make their photos prettier for their profile pictures. Right. And I thought, well, I don't even know if we should all be doing it that
They have that special zit-zapper feature.
We should all be proud of how we really look.
We should absolutely.
But the truth of the matter is sometimes low light or whatever, unfortunate angle, sometimes you're like, that would have been a much better picture. For example, we're happy in this picture. It was fine, but we took it quickly. And
it's just a little dark. I'd like to see more of you.
We don't really look that great. So there's some kind of just fun things that Facetune will do that, yeah, you could do with some other photo editor, but it's sort of designed for common problems like, you know, our teeth don't really look very white. So let's whiten it up a little bit.
Are you doing that just by drawing on it?
Yeah. Because I'm in the whitening section.
Teeth whitening section.
Now, when you say, well, I don't really see the difference, you can do this before and after. Very subtle. You can kind of see it on Prager's
a little bit more. Beautiful teeth.
Well.
But if you did me, you'd notice a difference right away.
We've all got pictures that are, you know, less than perfect.
Because I am proudly ugly.
Well, so am I, actually. So what about some details? You know, and then it'll sort of tell you, here's what you do. You kind of, you know... It looks like
Jessica Corbin.
It kind of does a little bit, yeah, actually. So it's sort of like, how about adding a little detail in my eye area?
Oh, look, that's nice.
It kind of, well, it just sort of, you know, it brightens it up a tiny bit, right?
A little scary.
Before, after. Well, okay. This is, you know, for the purposes of demonstration...
Yikes.
Now my eyes pop just that much more. Well, now I got to do it with Prager, too.
You look insane.
You are insane.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
I am out with my crazy insane...
So he actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. But brighten it.
I look a little nuts. Before, after.
Yeah, you look like the crazy posse.
So we're the crazy posse.
Crazy clown posse.
And then you say, all right, yeah, you can patch, you can fix a red eye... You can defocus.
This is good.
Yeah, this is. It's called Facetune. It's $3.99 in the App Store. And honestly, for just like a really,
it's for people whose hobby is taking selfies.
Yeah, and it's a quick and dirty way to be like, you know what? I don't like the way that my
crazy
eyes look.
Can you add red eye?
No, but you can. And this part is really strange. You can reshape yourself. So
what? Really? You could make yourself thinner?
Yeah. Well, I tried to be like, okay, so like, let's fix my nose. But then it like ruins everything else about me. So I don't know. I think that one should, you know, try.
You could put your nose somewhere else in your face.
Yeah.
I got to have this.
Yeah. Facetune. $4. If your hobby is vanity, this is it.
That's my hobby.
This is it.
Vanity. I want that. But is that an iPad or iPhone?
iPad.
Oh, I want it so bad.
Well, you can have it.
I'm downloading
it. No one's stopping
it now.
Part with $4 and it is yours.
There's actually quite a few. If you search for Facetune, you'll see Go Sexy, Visage Lab, Cream Cam, and for reasons no one understands, Bubble Spirit Level.
The App Store is...
It's just an adventure.
That's a nice way to put it. That's one way to put it. I think I saw it upper right. Facetune.
Yeah. Actually, it had a little cloud icon, which means I downloaded it before.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. You're all over Facetune.
I got rid of it.
You probably...
I don't want to be any more
perfect. I think it was updated recently. You probably thought about it for a show and said, this app sucks, never mind.
I do that a lot. I actually do research. I will download apps, and if they're really bad, I won't recommend them.
Yeah, because that's not what we're here for. We're here for the good stuff, unless we want to publicly shame an app, which you did.
Which I've done, and I may do again next week.
Well, good. Okay, for the links to many of the apps that we mentioned, well, actually, for all of the links to the apps that we mentioned, and there were a lot of them, do go to twit.tv/IPT. That is our, it is our spaceship enterprise of this show.
Ooh.
Ooh. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Starship.
Starship.
Spaceship.
I knew
starship.
It sounded weird. Something
doesn't really
was
wrong matter.
Yeah, you know, we recently we did
our 5-year journey in search of apps.
That's right.
To boldly go where no app has gone before.
4 years. But yes.
Well, it's close enough.
4 years of the show. Unbelievable. Ooh, what's happening?
Snack time?
Okay. I'm into.
Do you mind?
No.
Because that was a very exhausting and jam-packed segment.
It really was.
In which I got
I
way too
like
much.
I felt like it would never end.
I kept throwing it in that. Poor Sarah.
That's all right.
Oh, you have another one then.
Yeah. Let me start typing. And then people in the chat who's typing?
Oh, that's nice. but I am going to reward you now for your patience with whole wheat apple pie figgy bars.
Oh, my gosh. Are you even kidding me?
This is straight out of my new nature box.
See, I thought that the blueberry figgy bars were the mecca of my life, but I think I like the apple
pie.
Well,
don't jump too fast. This is Nature Box's delicious and healthful snacks delivered to your door once a month. They have more than 100 different kinds of snacks. But one thing is in common among all the snacks. They're nutritionist approved. They believe at Nature Box that snacking can be part of a well-balanced lifestyle. We all know many small meals is better than a couple of big meals. And the idea of keeping your fuel level up is great. But the problem is at work, even at home, sometimes you don't make the right choices because you don't have the right choices. You go to that candy machine and you buy something you probably shouldn't be eating, and that's the only thing you do at 3 p.m. Well, instead, wouldn't you love to have a world of carefully crafted, nutritionist-approved foods coming to your door every month, made from the most wholesome ingredients? Never any high fructose corn syrup, never any trans fats, no artificial colors or flavors, only the best stuff. Like this. This is the cranberry almond bites, which I love. Listen to what's in here. Oven-baked almonds.
Mmm.
Cane sugar. A little sugar. A little rice syrup. Dried cranberries. Crispy rice. Brown rice. White rice. All the different kind of rices. A little sea salt.
All the rices you would
all
ever...
the rices, and then you get cranberry almond bites.
Those are really good.
They are fabulous.
The only thing I would say is that you have to still think about portions because Nature Box is so good that I just...
You could eat all of the Nature
Box.
You
still want to be like an adult about it. But they're good for you.
Well, and what's nice, which one do you want to... Which should I open? You want to try to do the figgy bars?
I want to try a figgy bar.
So the other thing is these are resealable. They have Ziploc tops. So you don't have to go crazy. You could have a single one if you can dare to do it here. Take your figgy bar.
Thank you.
And then so you hand out your figgy bars and then you reseal it.
Apple pie figgy bar.
Isn't that awesome?
Come on.
Yeah. And whole wheat, so it's full of goodness. Why don't you try Nature Box? Go to naturebox.com. You can tell them I want vegan or gluten conscious or soy free or non-GMO. You get to pick there. You can say savory, sweet, or spicy. But do get an assortment, and we're going to take 50% off your first box. That's right. Half off when you use the offer code TWIT. naturebox.com/twit and half off when you use the offer code TWIT. These are awfully good.
Man, when they say...
Holy cow.
When they say apple, they really mean it.
You get that flavor, huh?
It's really good.
Wow.
It tastes like apple pie. And I know apple pie.
So, we do have discipline here. We could go into the box and continue to eat them, but we're going to close it up, and we're going to put it away for the next show.
Snack is a snack.
That was our snack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just had a snack. Sorry to eat in front of all of you. Kind of sticks to the teeth a little bit.
Oh, it's good. It's a delicious, snack.
So, we got a submission. Oh, no, actually, that's not true. I read about this on Wired, wired.com. And I thought, it's iPad related. What's the deal with Osmo? This is a product that they've
Osmo.
Actually... Yeah, like OSMO. This is a product that, you know, last week when Lego came out with the whole, it was like a Lego world where you build stuff, but then there's an iPad app.
Well, see, Disney did it first with Disney Infinity. Remember that you would get the action figures, literal action figures, and then you'd snap them into the base and they would interact with the game. We played with it a little bit.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Buzz Lightyear, all the Disney characters were in it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And this is a great co-marketing thing, because what happens is the kids are at Toys R Us. Mm-hmm. They go, I want that. And then you buy the game, and then you end up doing more. It's right. actually fun. And also, I think it's kind of cool to have, instead of the kid just looking at screens, I think a lot of parents say, I want the kid to also interact with the real world. So right. this responds to that a little bit.
Yeah. So if you...
We should get this.
Well, yeah, this is actually not a product that you can buy. If you just play that video, it's actually, at first I was like,
tangible play.
I was like, well, you know, I mean, do you really want like kids to, clearly kids like iPad.
They're playing with
the
iPad already.
They're playing with the iPad already. That's exactly right. You know, Amber and I were talking about this the other day because she was like, I don't know about that whole Lego thing. Like, can't kids just play with Legos?
No,
Why does it have to have a digital component?
This is perfect.
Isn't that neat?
So the iPad gives them a challenge, and then they have to do the Tangram on the desktop. I think that's, and it knows what they're doing, which is, oh, that's so cool.
I know. This is actually really well done because it's like, you know, they show that the kid's like, oh, I want to do this again. And then she's got another kid who comes up and says, hey, what are you doing?
It's a puzzle.
And then
can leave the kids at home for days and then just play this unsupervised.
All they need is water, really.
Yeah, give them a little, a box of Cheerios, some water.
My nature box.
And Osmo.
Yeah.
No, this is, I love this.
It's pretty neat.
Now, it's not out yet.
No, you can pre-order it for, I think with tax and shipping and whatever, it's like $57. So really, it's just, it's the combination of, obviously, a variety of apps, right? Or maybe it's just one app.
There's three apps. There's Newton for Osmo, there's Tangram for Osmo, and there's Words for Osmo.
Okay. So there's three different apps, and then you've got that little dongle that sits on top of it that can...
That's somehow sensing.
Yeah, sense what you're doing.
Let's order this.
I think it's really cool.
I would like to demo it. Let's order it.
Okay, yeah.
And we can, when it comes out, we'll have... Oh, see, that's great.
I think so, too.
So you draw on paper, if you're not watching. The kid is actually drawing on paper a slide for the ball to go down, and then it appears on the iPad, and then the iPad drops the ball. Oh, there's a dinosaur. That's called Newton for Osmo. The nice thing is the apps are free, which, as they should be, because you paid $57 for the Osmo.
I don't know if I think $57 is that much.
You know what? The iPad is a $500 at least.
I guess maybe it seems like a lot for people who say, yeah, well, my kids are already really happy playing their 10 games that only cost $3.
Hey, you know what? Ideally, the kid is, you know, playing with bricks, stones, mortar, building a house in the backyard.
The kid's worth... His weight in salt, he's building a moat.
In the ideal world, that would be happening. But let's face it, the kid is sitting on the couch, the iPad in his lap, glazed over. Yeah, he's not keeping bees.
Bees anymore?
We have lavender in our backyard. There's honeybees all over it. I wish somebody would keep them.
Sure.
I feel like we're letting the honey just go. Somebody else is getting the honey.
But they're making your lavender grow. Right?
That's true. Without the bees, there would be no lavender.
See, that's what I'm worried that our world is crumbling
quickly.
Well, that's
why you should be a beekeeper.
Maybe I should.
I
want to contribute.
I'm going to get a box,
part
a
of the
suit,
solution, not
little
the problem.
Smoker thing. I'm going to have some bees. We have bees. Actually, the reason we have those honeybees, we have a beekeeper down the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and her bees are everywhere.
And you don't worry about the bees?
No. Bees are nice.
Yeah.
They're busy little
making
honey.
They don't want to hurt you. They're not yellow jackets.
They're not
yellow jackets.
They look kind of like yellow jackets, but they're
worst
not.
Worst little things.
Yeah. No, these are great. These
yellow
nice,
jackets don't
nice
even die
bees.
When they bite
Unfortunately,
you.
Unfortunately, this Osmo game, without the actual Osmo, doesn't do much.
No. Yeah. Well, because it's not right. It's probably... Yeah. Do you have one?
No.
Well, get it.
That's your choice.
Well, I mean, it can't help much.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Osmo. PlayOsmo.com.
I kind of like it.
I think I don't know. I think I was sold by the cute video a little bit, but you know, check it out and see if this seems like the sort of thing that would work in your family.
Unfortunately, it was half off until June 22nd. Oh, if you're watching this now, you could still get it. Right? Is this what day is this?
23rd. Oops. Well, can't win them all.
You could have called me.
$57, please. Hey, so we got an Ask Leo question from Jude, who says, I'm interested in your take regarding recording apps. I facilitate weddings using my iPad, and I'd like to record while using QuickOffice and send the audio by email to the happy couples. I would like to record while using QuickOffice. Oh, because she's... She's saying that she's a efficient at a wedding? What are you laughing at?
What? Officiating. Not efficient.
No, if she is like a noun, she's the efficient.
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 Well, I just say it that way to make distinguish it from efficient.
All right, that's what I meant.
The efficient.
Is she officiating the wedding using Quick Office and somehow wants to...
Why would she be using Quick Office to officiate at a wedding?
I don't know. Also, I don't know if she's a woman. Jude, I think, can go either way. But, Jude, I don't know why you want to use Quick Office.
You know, when I go to a wedding, the first thing I think of is, can I use Quick Office? I'm going to use Quick Office right now. I feel like some way I should be able to use Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel.
Let's put Quick Office aside for a second. It sounds like what she would like to do is record audio easily. She's already got her iPad in front of her.
What about that Adobe Voice app? Would that be a good choice for that? I mean, you have certainly audio recorders, and the nice thing about the audio recordings you make on the audio recorders is you're going to have audio. And you can then use it later. She wants to email it from the wedding immediately to everybody there?
Well, to the people who got married.
As you're exiting the church, if you wouldn't mind leaving your email address for you, but at the time the reception is over, you will have an audio recording of this ceremony.
I think you might be onto something with Adobe Voice, actually.
Because then you got the pictures.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
I'm not sure how that would work with other people's audio, because it's kind of designed for the person sitting right in front of the iPad. But
or how it would work with QuickOffice. Well, what you're going to want to get...
I think she's just using QuickOffice, just because that's what she's decided is a good way to, you know, have her little monologue.
It has... because she's got the... I see what you're saying. She's already got the...
that's just what she's using.
The Dearly Beloved is in QuickOffice.
Right.
I get it. What you're going to want to get is something called an iMic from Apogee. This is one of the few mics designed to... is it iMic or just the mic? I guess it's just Mic from Apogee. That's not a good name, is it? Because if you search for mic, you're going to find a lot of different choices. But if it's the MIC from Apogee, I have it and I like it. Now, it's not cheap. It's about $200. But it is the only digital mic that plugs right into the iPad. See, the point is, as you correctly observed, is when you use a microphone built into the iPad, the bride and groom are going to sound back here. Yeah, Dearly Beloved. But when we use the iMic, you can actually get it closer to them. It's directional. You can aim it at them. And what's beautiful about it has either a 30-pin or a lightning connector, depending on which iPad you have. So it goes right into the iPad with high quality. I mean, really good quality audio. I've used this to record commercials for radio. So that's really handy. Works with GarageBand. Actually, it'll work with any sound recording device, which means it will almost certainly work with Adobe Voice on here. Now, it's $200, but at least it's off the iPad. And that's the biggest problem with the mic on the iPad. You don't want to really... it's bad enough to use an iPad to take pictures at a wedding. But to hold an iPad up to the bride and groom as they say their vows seems...
Might be a little much. This is cool, though.
It's a good mic. And it's the only one that goes directly into the iPhone or the iPad. MIC is a bad name because that's kind of the generic word for mic. So look for Apogee. APOGEE. That's certainly where I would start. But at recording, you can use GarageBand. You can use Adobe Voice. There are other recorders made for iPad. There's a lot of voice and sound recorders. What you'll probably end up doing is connecting the iPad then to your computer and syncing it up with iTunes to pull the audio off. And at that point, you can mix it. But if you use Adobe Voice, you can do the whole thing on the iPad.
Yeah. Adobe Voice, just to remind you.
That's free.
It's fairly new. We talked about it on a previous show. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's the idea of adding a combination of photos.
And it has a recorder, right?
Yeah. In fact, Dearly Beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the union of these wonderful people
If anybody should have any cause or reason why these two shall not be joined in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace. Why do I know that so well?
You sort of sounded like Kevin Spacey there at the end. It kind of went
now.
It went into
or forever hold your peace
into Frank Underwood territory a little bit.
I often do.
You've got recordings. You can add photos. Again, Jude, I'm not positive that this is exactly what you're looking for because, for example, like I'll just pick that. This is a picture I took yesterday watching the soccer game. It's got some sort of a weird filter, so it looks really old. Let's do a theme. Let's go into satin. There we go.
Oh, neat.
And, you know.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the union of
you know, that doesn't sound too bad, people. Does it? But you are very talking right into it.
Yeah. Well, it adds a little. Remember, I said it's not reverb.
I think this is the program she wants for sure.
Yeah. The only. Yeah. I mean,
because you have the pictures, you could literally do that immediately at the reception and have it available for people.
You could.
Can you mail it out and share it? I presume you can.
You can. I'm worried that maybe you're not going to want to hold your finger down on the iPad for the entire time of your speech. Because you do hold down.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
But then you could do, I don't know.
You could record it somewhere else and import it, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure you can.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't want to say yes. I think you have to record in the app. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's one more thing to think about while you're turning the pages on your Quick Office. And you're holding down your Adobe Voice button. That's a lot.
There's nothing wrong with Quick Office.
That's a lot.
Somebody let me know if you've seen anything on Adobe Voice that could help Jude. Because I don't think you can import recorded audio, actually, which is kind of a bummer. What isn't a bummer is David, who has a suggestion for Brian. Remember a few episodes ago, he sent in a video question from City in Mexico.
Yes.
When he was in Mexico City, and he wanted some sort of like a external hard drive that would help him sync with his computer at home because he doesn't
want to
travel.
A cloud solution that had his own drive.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So David says, regarding our friend in Mexico that asked about the drive for the iPad, I'm not sure if this is exactly what he's looking for, but LaCie makes something called Fuel. It's essentially an on-the-go ad hoc Wi-Fi plus battery plus storage solution that lets you expand your storage for your iPad. Again,
you're kidding.
I don't know if this is exactly what Brian wants.
Might be. It's a wireless.
It's pretty nice.
$179 for a terabyte.
Yeah.
I've seen Seagate and others have these drives that will Wi-Fi play stuff to your iPad.
Yeah.
But this is the first I've seen that lets you copy to the iPad.
Kind of neat, huh?
It does both, I guess.
Yeah. Now this is what.
Or does it? Can I copy to the iPad? Now see, that's not clear. It looks like it does what the Go Drive does, which is it shares to the iPad. So you put video on it from your computer, and then it wirelessly shares to multiple iPads. This we've seen.
But no, I think the idea is that you're sharing from the iPad to the drive.
See, yes. So he took a picture on his iPhone, and it immediately went to the drive.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
I guess your drive can't be too far from you.
Well, yeah,
sync when you're in the mood.
An
right?
ad hoc Wi-Fi network, so
yeah.
100 feet.
That's exactly what it does.
So this is
kind of nice.
Wow. That's beautiful. Here they are camping in the middle of nowhere.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah,
this tech.
Able to share this
tech we've got.
You know,
this is retailing for $180.
Send this to Jude. Because now she can
record
the wedding ceremony, dress it up, share it to that. And then tell everybody at the wedding, oh, and by the way, if you log into my drive, what is it called?
Let's see, Fuel.
Fuel.
F-U-E-L.
With your device, you can all download the audio of the ceremony now. That's great.
Kind of fun.
Love it.
Thank you, David. Jeffrey, I mentioned that we were going to come back to the Breeze app because Jeffrey actually has he sent in a video question about distances.
Hi, Sarah and Leo. My name is Jeff from Palmerton, Pennsylvania. I'm actually in a wheelchair, but I love to go out and push my wheelchair down my road. And I was wondering if there are any apps for an iPhone 4S, like an odometer, that can allow me to measure how far I'm going. Love the show. Thanks.
That's exactly what Breeze does. Now, he's asking for an iPhone 4S. Oh, gosh, maybe Breeze doesn't work on an iPhone 4S.
Oh, I bet it does. I bet it does. You can get iOS 7 on a 4S. They're still selling the 4S.
Yeah.
I would imagine Breeze. Using GPS to track his progress, and then at the end of it, the GPS will have said, this is how far you've gone.
No.
It doesn't work on a 4S.
It doesn't work on anything but an iPhone 5S, in fact, and it tells you that.
Slight problem.
Here's what we do then. Here's what we do, Jeff, is we download Moves, which please tell me it hasn't been pulled from the App Store. Now that I know is an iPhone app, but you can use it with your iPad. Yeah, this is right. Isn't that right? Yeah. So this is the same idea as Breeze. It'll take me a second to download it because I haven't...
Jeff Needle says, the reason Breeze doesn't work on anything but a 5S it needs is the M7 coprocessor. And that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I knew that, actually.
Otherwise, it would drain the... I guess they're worried on a long run it would drain the battery or something like that.
What's nice about... I think, you know, what Jeff wants is like, well, I've got this phone and I don't want some other peripheral or... fuel band or whatever, what can I actually use with my phone? But this does actually work with an iPad as well, and it will sign in. Can I just sign in with my... Please just let me sign in with Facebook. My goodness. You know, I've really gotten to the point now where that's all I want. Yes, accept. Fine. What it'll do is it will measure how many steps you've taken, and it kind of does interesting stuff too. So, you know, well, it's kind of hard to show you because I'm not walking. Let's see if I can pretend. There we go. That's how I walk, right? But as you move, if you were to hold this, you know, you have this with you, it can track you.
Steps.
Now, of course, Jeff is in a wheelchair. However, it is...
See, that's a pedometer app is not going to be as good as a GPS-based app.
Right.
Because he's not bouncing up and down.
Exactly.
It's a very bouncy driveway.
But the app was quite good, I thought, because I did some testing a few months ago when I was researching this app, was quite good at knowing the difference between walking, biking, and then it would not count car. I mean, it would sort of like on a map view, it would be like, well, I saw that you were in your car. You know, you went from San Francisco to Petaluma, but it wouldn't count that as my activity. I don't know. It's just something that I think you should check
out. There are some other apps. Map My Ride is a good one I've used for my bicycle rides, and I'm sure this would work just fine in a chair. And it uses GPS, so Map My Ride is a great choice. This is Cycle Meter GPS, cycling, running, and mountain bike riding. Mm. That, for some reason, this is what showed up when I searched for Map My Ride. I don't know if Map My Ride is out of business. But that was using OpenStreetMaps, which is a great street map solution. This is free. It has in-app purchases. But the key is it uses GPS, not jiggling to map your ride. I think this would be a good choice. A chair and a bicycle, that's pretty much the same. In-app purchases, there's, you know, $4 elite upgrade. I don't know what you need for that. But I've used Map My Ride, and I presume this is the successor, and that's a great choice.
Nice.
And that does work on a 4S because that's what I used it on.
Well, there you go. You still have a 4S? You're hanging? Oh, well, because you're talking about a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Back
I don't actually exercise anymore. I think it's a terrible idea. Let's just see. People keep dying when they're exercising. Have you noticed that? I think it lowers your life expectancy.
So no more yogging.
Map My Ride is still available on the phone. So that's the one he's going to want to use.
Okay.
For Map My Fitness.
Yeah.
There you go.
Map My Ride. There you go.
Love that app.
Let us know how it goes, Jeff. And thanks for sending in the video question. Lots of fun. We love hearing from you, in fact. All of you. Any of you. iPad today at twit.tv is how you can email us. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-iPad. You can send us a video. Jeff just uploaded his to YouTube and sent me the link, and that was easy.
That's the best way to do it, yeah.
It looked really nice, too. So thanks for all of that. And thanks for everybody who sends in apps that you want us to check out, questions, comments, feedback, songs of the day, all that good stuff.
I'm going to wear my bicycle helmet as my app cap.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I had this specially crafted by our talented balloon creator, Chad Johnson.
I don't even know how to...
Just put your head in any hole. Come on. It's not going to pop. Come on. Jam it on there.
No. If I do it hard enough, it'll pop and it'll scare everybody.
No, it's not going to scare anybody, especially you. It's just a balloon.
It will.
Here, trade you.
It's a monstrosity.
You wear mine. It's easily easily mounted on
your
head.
There you go. Oh, this is much nicer. Oh, God. Okay. I'm afraid.
What are you scared about?
I don't know. I just feel like this is a bad idea. Okay.
I'm just fitting it to my head.
No! I don't like that noise. I really don't. Oh, God. Yeah. Because the willies.
The willies.
Oh, I'm sweating.
You have balloon epiphobia.
Is that a thing? It just frightens me. I'm afraid it's they're going to pop. Chad really made that? He's kind of good at it.
He made this in 17 seconds.
It's a poodle.
It's a doggy for you.
It's a little poodle.
He actually had this how he made a living for some time. So we rescued him from the streets of Austin.
Are you serious? Yeah. He used to be a balloon maker? Really? Well, yours is kind of like a modern art. I love that. The little black balloon part just sticking right out in front. It's like a little
Don't tempt me, Lane.
Stick shift. Some kind of lever, perhaps.
This is where I put my microphone.
I would never. I would
this
never
is
tempt
actually
you.
Actually what they wear at the World Cup, the announcers wear these.
You actually look like you match the FIFA logo.
This is the FIFA logo.
So kind. Yeah.
Go, just get it right in there. Go. Oh,
am I supposed to wear it the other way? Oh no, I'm not doing that. No. This is how it's going to be.
You look like that goes with your hot dog on a stick outfit, I think.
It actually matches me really nice. I think I look really good. Okay, so this is the part of the show where Leo and I choose the apps that we think are the best of the week. And we share them with you. And mine, oh, you're going to love this because I'm so musically inclined, is called Beatwave. Have you heard of Beatwave? See? Yeah, you just,
it gets in the way.
Sure, yeah. Are you in, first gear, second gear, third gear? So, all right, so let's see if I can please say that I saved what I was playing earlier because I kind of thought it was cool. Play this again.
Okay. Oh. Really, you've got to sit back.
Oh, sorry. sorry.
There's quite a bit of
balloon guys like
in there.
So this is yet another game that is for... Now, the reason that I chose Beatwave, I'm going to turn this down a tiny bit just because I don't want it to be too loud, is because it actually says in the liner notes for the app, this is for people who have no musical talent at all.
That's for us.
That's us. So I was like, oh, crap. All right. This is totally for me. So what's interesting, what I've done here is I have created a couple of different... for some reason, I seem to have lost my old game. I don't think I saved it.
What, is this a game or a musical creation
tool?
It's
not a game. No, actually, no. Okay, it's here. So what I've done is I'm creating different patterns on a grid. So if I say, all right, well, I want to...
Ooh.
So,
And then it keeps playing that.
Yeah. And now, see, I've made three. So what we're doing is we're looping between the first one, the second one, and the third one.
I want to play with this. This looks good.
It's kind of neat, but let's
turn it up a little bit. We can't hear your...
Oh, really? I didn't want
to. It's on the volumes on the front there, on the app.
Well.
What does that thing do? Yeah.
Well.
Oh, that's volume of certain things.
Yeah, because I'm
on... Oh, that's reverb. Ooh.
Yeah, because I'm in the master, and then you can go to the mixer, the tuner, whatever. The thing about this, the reason is that they say you have no musical talent is it has a kind of a neat way of, I just literally just made
you
some,
can't make a
made
bad a, sound.
Made a mess on a grid,
yeah.
And it kind of makes it seem cool.
It's pentatonic.
I guess so, yeah. You can, of course, speed things up, slow things down. You can tune things a bit. My tempo is, I don't know, it's at 120. You can... get a little bit faster, if you want to kind of get a little crazy with it. You can change the tone of it. Now it's starting to seem a little ominous almost, right? I don't know. Oh, and I'm using a sound called mullet right now, but maybe I could change it to limba, which is a whole
different
thing.
There's a song called mullet?
Well, it's a sound. It's the
mullet.
It's basically the...
Oh, it's like a mallet with a
fictional instrument that we're listening to.
A uvula with your... A mallet uvula.
Yeah, so you can look, you can look at your mixers. This is sort of like the different of the basement tune that I've chosen. We've got a guitar, we've got a keyboard, looks like a snare drum, and a... I don't know what that is.
How much is this?
This is completely free.
That is pretty cool.
I thought so.
I think that's fun.
Yeah. I thought that it was worth showing off, first of all, because it's for people who have no musical talent, and just sort of tinkering around. I mean, when I was a kid, I would have played with this for 10 hours because I used to play with, like, stupid Macintosh game. What was that? It was, like, Macintosh music or something where you could,
There were programs like this on the Mac, I remember.
You could write, like, sheet music and then play it, and it, like, never sounded good, but it was, like, that was so fun for me. This guy, you know, like... nothing's changed.
So you just painted it all black.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if you want to record something, if you're actually kind of happy with what you've created, you can do that. You've got a lot of options there. You can create ringtones out of something that you've created. That's kind of cool, too. And, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I could go on and on, but I think you get the gist of this. It's neat. I had a lot of fun with this.
We often say the iPad... is absolutely a content creation device, and there is proof positive.
Or you can just draw stuff.
Wait till you see mine.
What does it sound like if you draw everything?
Ooh, let's just fill it in.
Not great. Starting to get weird. This is like Nine Inch Nails territory now.
It's Wall of Sound.
Paging Trent Reznor.
Da,
I am
da,
your
da,
new
da, da, da,
keyboardist.
Da.
Yeah, you didn't sing that. It's a different band.
Different band. I know Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you like Star Wars? Sure you do. Everybody does. Who doesn't like Star Wars?
I are like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Are.
I just like the beginning of this. This is Star Wars Scene Maker. Just came out. It's got in-app purchases, but it's free for the basic version. Don't you love that? Just seeing Lucasfilm Limited. So the idea here is you get three cameras, you get multiple characters, and you can make your own Star Wars scene.
What?
They have... Well, now, this is a little deceptive because the free version only has one scene. You can pay a little extra. It's not too expensive. I think $5 for additional scenes, additional characters, and so forth. And then, so you set it up. You set movement paths. You set up dialogue. You add characters. And then you shoot your scene, which is really cool. You can have camera movements.
And your father.
Now, I think this takes about a smart 13-year-old to do. By which I mean that I am too old.
To be smart?
To figure this thing out.
Because you were going to show me yourself.
I'll show you.
Guest
I'll make you a movie if you want.
Just like to see the gist of it.
It's not going to be a great movie. I got to warn you. All right. But this will give you some idea. So there are in-app purchases on this. If you want to do anything but the Battle of Endor, you have to pay. There's the Death Star. I think they're smart. I think they know everybody's going to want the Death Star. I'm 4 years old. They're going to say everybody's going to want the Death Star attack. But in order to do that, you have to pay $3 for it. Cloud City Duel, same thing, $3. Might as well just pay $4, get the original trilogy tool pack. And they say there's going to be more stuff coming down the road. And that's smart of them. But let's start with the Battle of Endor because
that one
is what comes with free with the territory.
Sure.
So it's loading in, and you have a number of characters. You have Ewoks, you have Stormtroopers, you have Han Solo. There's a lot of different things you can do. They have canned dialogue, but you can record your own dialogue if you choose.
Oh.
So you could go pretty darn crazy. I think they understand that it's a little complicated, so they have a pretty good... You saw we played the video that showed you what you could do, and then it also has, you could see in here, step-by-step instructions. So, naturally, I didn't read any of this.
Wow, this is complicated.
So, here is one camera. Huh?
Can I be Wicket?
You want to be Wicket? Sure, there we go. Here's he's the Ewok. Whoa.
Yo, hey.
Yo.
Hey.
All right, and we can assign him, let's tap on him. And there are a variety of actions. We can give him a weapon. Right now he's unarmed, but if you wish, you can give him Han Solo's gun, an Ewok spear, or I like to arm the Ewoks with the Stormtrooper blaster.
Absolutely.
Because it's harmless. It can't hit anything. Now, if you wish to try to hit something, you can have him just hit the Stormtrooper. That'll be fun. And then, meanwhile, let's give Han Solo something to say. How about...
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Now, I could also give him something of my own to say. What's this? What's an AK-AK doing here? What should we do with this? Should we place it somewhere else? Yeah, let's have it walk around. So you can give it a path, right? So I'm going to say go there, then go here. Whoops. Then go here.
Oh.
Then go here. Whoops. I'm very poor at my buttons. Then go here. All right. And now we're done with that. Let's see, what else do you want to do? We can move the cameras. You have three different cameras, so that's one camera. I have a camera up here, and I have a camera up here. And notice the cameras also have their own actions. They can even track and move, which is kind of fun, or zoom in or zoom out, move up and move down. So there's a lot that you could do with that. But let's say, you know, I don't want to spend a long time. So let's film this scene that we've set up.
Okay.
Action. And that's it. Oh, wait a minute. The ACAC's going to walk around in a second. There it goes. It's just walked around. I guess we can't really see it very well.
Well, so you might want to pull the camera. One angle,
right,
yeah.
You might want to pull the camera back. So that was my movie. I hope you enjoyed it.
I liked it a lot. That was so good.
You know, it actually
Death,
is pretty fun.
Destruction.
Right. And a yahoo.
And a
yahoo.
A gleeful joy.
So, look, this is actually pretty amazing what they're doing. It allows you to do your own scene. I can see a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old kind of getting absorbed in this, kind of like that kid in the Christmas iPhone commercial, just looking like he's not paying attention. And at the end of the day, he says, Mom and Dad, let me show you my movie. And he's got a three-hour epic in the can. It's called Star Wars. My story had a lot of undertones. Maybe you missed the subtext of my story.
It was
a lot going on.
Yeah, there was a lot implied. A
lot implied.
And there's a lot to kind of take away and discuss.
Obviously, you're not a fan of the Star Wars canon, or you would understand the irony of an Ewok shooting a stormtrooper with his own gun.
I just don't understand how it's free, though. How is this whole
thing
free?
It's a big dang promotion for, guess what, Star Wars, and the new movie is in production right now. And in-app purchases are going to end up getting you. You're going to end up spending a couple bucks. Not too expensive. Star Wars Scene Maker. It is brand new and currently on the App Store for free.
DisneyStories.com.
I suspect that they will do more of these. I mean, wouldn't you expect all the Disney movies?
Oh, I think by the time the Star Wars movie comes out, everything will be Star Wars. You want to go to the beach? Star Wars towel. You want to eat a Happy Meal? It's in the shape of a Star Wars character.
Of course, we already have the Tauntaun sleeping bag. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes... What are you laughing at?
I think I had no reaction.
Gone! I thought I'd wear my FIFA hat today.
And why wouldn't you?
Today, I'm the
soccer
FIFA
for everyone.
Trophy. World Cup!
Leo is actually the World
Cup. I am the World Cup. I came to the show today.
This is what you get, gentlemen. Think hard of if you actually want to win this or not. Thanks, everybody, for watching this episode of iPad Today. We'll be back next week with lots more fun. In fact, this is episode 206.
That's right.
So if I remember correctly, next week it will be you and Mr. Chad Johnson filling in for me because I will
Maybe we'll have more balloon
I will
animals.
Be on vacation. You guys can go balloon nuts.
Balloon nuts!
You can go balloon crazy. But thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next time
on iPad Today.